First, if you're a regular hiker or have been visiting some state parks or trails in the last few months, you may have run into some crowded parking lots or seemingly busier than usual trails. Many seasoned and new hikers have been seeking out some time in nature during the pandemic, especially with other vacation options limited. And the leaves are starting to change colors around the state, with many northern counties expected to hit peak color already next week. Those good views are bound to draw some more people to the woods. But while we're enjoying our hikes, there are some concerns that we're not always taking great care of the trails along the way. Liz Wessel is chair of the local Sierra Club Four Lakes group, as well as a volunteer leader with the Sierra Club John Muir chapter, which focuses statewide on Wisconsin. Liz, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
And also with us, Peter Nordgren of Cornucopia, a longtime volunteer with the North Country Trail Association in northern Wisconsin. He volunteers his time with the Brule St. Croix chapter of the trail. Peter, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, first, I want to get your reports in your parts of the state. Liz, what are you hearing in South Central Wisconsin when it comes to the numbers of people getting out on the trails?
Well, we're lucky to be in South Central Wisconsin, and we have some of the gems of the state park system, both the trails and parks in our area. And, of course, the parks are super busy and many days overcrowded, I would say. So you think of Devil's Lake and Governor Dodge, and, yeah, we have some pretty crowded days on the trails.
And, Peter, in your trail, on the North Country Trail, are you seeing a lot of people up there this year?
Well, we're a little more distant from population areas, so we aren't seeing the same kinds of crowding as in southern Wisconsin. But the numbers are definitely up. We checked in with Copper Falls State Park and Patterson State Park. The North Country Trail runs through both. And they're saying, yes, numbers are up. And, of course, we keep a little bit of track through such things as register boxes along the trail, and we're seeing more use of the trail at our trailheads.
Peter, Liz mentioned a couple of the gems in South Central Wisconsin. What are a couple of the great spots in your neck of the woods?
Well, here in the Northwest, I would mention particularly the area around Solon Springs. Solon Springs is one of our two official North Country Trail towns, where the trail runs right through. Right outside Solon Springs, we have two things. One is the Brule Bog Boardwalk that takes you through the headwaters of the Brule and St. Croix Rivers, and also the Brule St. Croix Portage Trail. I say that it's probably the oldest trail in the Midwest. The first record of use of it goes back to 1680. A little farther east, of course, people enjoy the trail in the Shawamigan-Nicolay National Forest, and Copper Falls, of course, is one of our gems of state parks in the region, too.
And Liz, you mentioned things getting crowded sometimes at some of the more popular parks you mentioned. How do you see people dealing with this given the COVID pandemic? Obviously, being outside is a good way to get out and enjoy ourselves while we can in the midst of this, but are you seeing extra precautions taken?
I think, one of the Sierra Club positions is really about improving access to parks. And so we're delighted that lots of people are getting out and going to the parks. But I think there are some strategies to find different places so we don't overwear some of our really popular spots like Devil's Lake. So within, 10 minutes drive of Devil's Lake, there are a variety of hikes that you could be taking and probably be socially distanced from people and have a beautiful hike in the Baraboo Hills. So I think probably asking people, once you've been to Devil's Lake, try looking at some other places. And there's some great old school resources. There's some hiking books that Bob Crawford wrote about walking trails of southern Wisconsin, and I'm sure if you don't have a copy, you can always find that in the library. And the other resource that I use, and I'm sure this works up north too, is the Wisconsin Recreation Atlas by National Geographic, and it just shows all the different properties that people could be checking out. And I got to say that my husband and I are kind of having a contest to try and find new, we are still finding new places within an hour's drive of Madison, where we live, where we are hiking and enjoying beautiful places and not seeing a lot of people.
Talking to Liz Wessel from the Sierra Club here in Wisconsin and Peter Nordgren with the North Country Trail Association in northern Wisconsin, looking at increased usage of our hiking trails in the state and some concerns, you know, making sure we don't overuse them, that we take good care of them. Peter, for people who aren't maybe experienced hikers, what would you suggest to them to, you know, enjoy hiking in as low impact a way as possible so they're keeping the trail in good shape for everybody else?
Well, a number of the national hiking organizations came together and created a website called Recreate Responsibly, and I think that's a nice guide. It suggests such things as, you know, maintaining space, being prepared to wear a mask if you get near other people, planning ahead. That's always a good rule when you're going outdoors. You know, choosing a route that is a good match for your capabilities. Explore locally, just as Liz has suggested. And, of course, using leave-no-trace practices, making sure whatever you bring with you, you take away and leave only footprints and make those lightly.
And, Liz, let's talk about the impact of, I guess, cumulative use. And my brain, I'll admit, has had that thought sometimes if I'm on a trail and there's a nice little stream down there, and my brain thinks, oh, you know, one person walking down there going off the trail isn't going to have that much impact. But then the smarter part of my brain saying, yeah, one person and then five more people today and five every day, that starts to do some damage, right?
Yeah, it does. And so, I mean, one of the other practices I think that's in Leave No Trace as well and some of the other resources that were just cited is, you know, try and not get off trail. Stay on the trail. The trails are maintained, and that's why they're there. And we're trying to protect all the areas that are around them. They're there for you to enjoy. And I you know, my husband and I, when we go, we have these conversations. Treat the park the way you want to find it. Treat that trail the way you want to find it. So don't leave it. Like we talk about a banana peel. If you leave that behind, you know, sure, it's biodegradable, but it doesn't belong there. And it's not going to decompose by the time the next person comes down the trail or into the campsite that you're at. So think about, there's no one behind you cleaning up after you. So remember to bring your trash out, even if it's decomposable, because it just doesn't belong there and the next person doesn't want to see it.
Peter, you do, I understand, some trail maintenance as a volunteer yourself. Have you seen signs that people aren't treating the trails well this year, or are we being pretty good?
Here it's pretty good, Rob. I haven't seen, you know, particular littering or a lot of damage. And again, it's because the North Country is a little more remote. But this is probably a good point to mention that the trail, particularly Wisconsin's two national scenic trails, but our other trails as well in the state, are largely maintained and built by volunteers. In our case, the National Park Service oversees the North Country and the Ice Age, and they provide us plans and they provide us tools, but it's up to volunteers to keep the trail in good shape. And anybody can be a volunteer, even when you're hiking, if you want to, you know, carefully move down branches or things like that, that's certainly appreciated. But you could also join your local trail chapter and get more involved if you wanted to, and that's very easy to do.
And I'm going to guess, Peter, you're always looking for more volunteers?
We always need new volunteers. You know, both the North Country and the Ice Age are works in progress. Within the state, they're both about half done. And so I like to say that this is a place where you can build your own national park. You can build a piece of a national park with your hands right in northern Wisconsin or in other parts of the state with the Ice Age.
And Liz, in a more densely populated place like South Central Wisconsin, people might think, oh, somebody else has got it. They're taking care of it. Is there a need for volunteers in that part of the state, too?
Absolutely. Almost every park has a friends group, just like the trails do. And we have the Ice Age Trail winding through our area as well. So I would say people should definitely look to that. And I also would encourage people to get involved in local park planning. Not only do we have great parks now, but get involved in your county planning And we could always use more parks, but also we need that money to help maintain and protect the parks that we've got. You know, they all need some maintenance and things like that. So, and that also goes to things like the Ice Age Trail and the North Country Trail. So get involved in park planning. And right now, up north, 15 county, or I think all the counties, 29 counties are going through park planning. And that's an opportunity for you, if you're up in the northern counties, to get involved in saying what's important and what can be done for the parks up there.
Just a quick question for each of you before we wrap up. Want to hear one of your favorite things about getting out and hiking during the fall season in Wisconsin, which is well and truly upon us. Peter, why don't you start?
Well, for me, it's just breathing the fresh air and smelling that fall of, that smell of fall, getting, you know, the sense that you are surrounded by nature and sort of seeing your place in the larger community.
That sounds great. And Liz, how about you?
Yeah, we just went out this past weekend to Wildcat Mountain State Park, and I was so inspired by the leaves, watching the leaves fall and hearing them. Wanted to take some video shots. I didn't, but did take some beautiful pictures. I think it's a really picturesque time in Wisconsin, and you can really appreciate the landscape as a whole.
Liz, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Peter, thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
We've been talking to Liz Wessel, chair of the Sierra Club Four Lakes Group in South Central Wisconsin, and Peter Nordgren of Cornucopia is a longtime volunteer with the North Country Trail Association in northern Wisconsin. They both joined us to talk about an increase of traffic on the state's trails.